when he left college ball at Eastern Mennonite U in Harrisburg, VA. Nobody could have imagined the meandering road that Eric Kratz would travel from D3 star to Major League Baseball folk hero. The 40-year-old catcher who suited up for 9 MLB organizations and over 30 minor league teams made the final call on Twitter a few days ago. Hello, everybody. How's it going today? This is Greg Stewart. Welcome to Sports and Commentary, a show that you help to sponsor with your generous tax-deductible gifts to Western Wisconsin's Inspirational Broadcaster Incorporated. You can find us anytime for all the info you need to give and support the show at WWIB.com. Eric is nestled back at home in Virginia with his family. And he's spending a few days with us here on Sports and Commentary to talk about his 19-year pro career and the faith that has kept him grounded and secure. Eric, thanks for taking time here. I'm sure you've been thinking about this retirement thing for quite some time. Tell me about finally pulling the trigger on it.
You're right. I have been thinking about it for a while. It's something that I've been blessed with the opportunity to play this long, but during this time, my kids get older every year, and I have to leave my wife for 7 to 10 day road trips every year. So, it just kind of, not just one road trip, but all of them combined kind of started to wear on my family, and they really wanted to be me to be home.
Sure. I don't blame them. Must have been tough for you to wrench yourself away from your wife and kids summer after summer after summer after summer, huh?
No doubt, for sure. And I was incredibly lucky that they would come with me most of the time. When I played in Milwaukee, they lived in Milwaukee with me. But even then, we had to get an apartment, so it wasn't our normal home with friends that my wife could hang out with. It was an apartment in Wisconsin, however many hours away from our home in Virginia at the time. And it was something that it was important that they were always there, and so it kind of mitigated the time apart, but it was still a lot of time apart. Baseball season, not just during the season, but the off season, still takes a lot of time, between workouts and preparing for the season. It's a job in itself that I have to take, again, time when I'm supposed to be home, maybe more time away from family. So it's definitely the right decision, even though my boys now are 13 and 11, and they're just this morning, one of them was like, "Oh man, I still want to see you play, Dad. But I like having you home too." So,
sure. Yeah. But I'm sensing, Eric, some relief in your heart that this is finally behind you.
For sure. I think to me, it's a mindset. When I was in it and I was playing, that was something that is, it's what I focused on. It's what I was called to do. I feel like the Lord put me in that spot to be the best player that I could be.
Yeah, absolutely. You made the most of it. So did this crazy COVID season and all that came with it have any bearing on your decision to finally hang it up?
No. We had talked about it. And I almost didn't play this year. The Olympics was a pretty heavy motivator for me. I was looking to play with Team USA in the Olympics. And that was obviously canceled because of COVID, but it was postponed to next year. And so thinking about going back out again to play another year, just to try to get the opportunity to play in the Olympics was a stretch. I think we've been stretching it for a while now, but it was cool because, I went to spring training before COVID even was on the radar, and knowing it was going to be my last spring training as a player. And that's something that was, it was cool. It was really cool to experience all of it, knowing I'm going to be done. And the thing that I'm most proud of with that is I didn't have to change my mindset. Like, I had always been appreciating every day that I had in the game. And it was something that I tried to do, and you never really know if you're actually doing it until you're at the end of your career. And then it's like, oh yeah, well, this is the same mindset that I've had my whole time and the same feeling I've had. So it's something that was a cool accomplishment, something that I accomplished without knowing that I could accomplish it.
Yeah. Well, you wrapped it up in a remarkable season this year, shortened because of COVID, and we have to cut out here and ask you to come back and talk about that sense of what this pandemic year was like on the baseball field for you, and talk about the postseason for the Yanks. You played for the Yankees this year. Eric Kratz, longtime major league catcher, 40 years of age, from his home out in Virginia. Thank you for being here. I sure appreciate you taking the time. We'll get you back on the next show. Have a great one, all right?
You too.